Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we roll into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So we started the show talking about a situation here in New Hampshire involving Ed and Elaine Brown, a couple of people that have decided that they decided during their lives in the working world, they're now both retired, but they decided in their working world lives that they thought they could choose how to spend their own money, that they should be able to keep all the money that they earn, spend it, save it, and give it away in the ways they thought were best. Now the feds are after them for not filing income taxes and all of that, and they're holed up in their Plainfield property, Plainfield, New Hampshire, and we were actually there today. But let's continue on with the tax topic, because it's pretty important. Taxes are everywhere.
They're the biggest expense of your life.
Yeah, you're right about that. Even bigger than the house and car payments combined.
Absolutely.
If you could
spend more money on taxes than you will on anything else in your life.
If you could retain all of that money, then you would be so much more wealthy.
A portion of it.
We would all be so much more wealthy. And the reason for that is because, yes, if you are paying money to the feds, that money's still out there, but it's not being utilized as effectively. See, when you spend money for yourself, while you may make some mistakes and you may not get, you know, the best deals at all times, you're better equipped than anyone else to decide how to spend your money.
Right. Absolutely.
Better equipped than your wife. Better equipped than anybody else.
Oh, I don't know. Apparently my wife is far better equipped to spend my money than I am. But, you know, the fact is, when it comes down to government, they always build things for far more than they cost in general.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually not as good as they would be if, you know, a private company built them, because, you know, you care about what's getting built for you.
Right.
Whenever you hear about these road projects or public building projects, they're always rife with corruption and, you know, falling apart. I mean, just take a look at as the best example I can come up with, look at the Big Dig in Boston. Every town has its boondoggle.
Decade and a half.
But the Big Dig is really the boondoggle to beat all boondoggles.
Yeah. They've been tearing up, in case you don't know what it is, they've been tearing up certain areas of Boston to do road work for just over a decade, and it just keeps costing more and more, and the deadline keeps getting extended and extended, and it's just a nightmare. But again, back to the idea of who can spend your money best. Even if you believe your wife can spend money better than you, Mark, you were able to make the decision to give that responsibility to your wife.
That's correct.
So you made that choice. And when you're deciding for yourself how to spend your money, or you decide to hire somebody or ask someone to decide for you how to spend your money, you're still in control of your dollars. When somebody comes in and extracts a percentage of that money from you, who you don't even know, these are total strangers. I don't know the people that are demanding money from me in the Social Security Department and the Medicare and the IRS. Those are strange people to me. I don't know who they are, and I certainly don't trust them. I mean, if I gave you some money, Mark, you'd probably do an okay job at spending it for me. I'd do a better job because I trust myself, but I would never hand my money to a total stranger unless it was like a private charity or something like that that was asking me for my money, and I decided, yeah, okay, I like the way these guys spend money. I like how they help people. I'm going to voluntarily give them some money. But when a total stranger comes in and extracts a percentage of your income and then proceeds to spend it on whatever sort of things that they want to, usually spending it with people who are politically connected, rewarding their friends, so to speak, they never spend the money in the way that you would have. You can't possibly get the same value for your dollar by turning it over to total strangers.
Well, I'm not 100% sure that there aren't instances where you can't get a consultant to spend money better than you would. But
if you're talking about like investing in that sort of thing, again,
right,
you're hiring someone. You're voluntarily hiring someone based on a track record, based on, you know, their credibility, based on a recommendation. There's a voluntary process there. I'm talking about strangers taking your money from you by force. If a brigand comes and robs you on the highway and takes half of your gold or half of the cash in your pocket and says, "Don't worry, I'm going to buy something for you. Just wait, I'll send it to you in the mail. It's going to be a very nice little gift. I'm going to take some of the money. I'm I'm going to spend it on my grandmother and, you know, spend it on my wife, but I'm going to buy something for you, and I'm sure you're going to like it. What are the odds the brigand is going to give you something you actually wanted?
Not likely.
Yeah, not very likely, because he doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know what you want in life. He doesn't know what your priorities are. He's stolen your money, and he's going to do as he damn well pleases. And if the brigand decides to come back to you and, you know, gives you a $10 gift certificate to McDonald's, are you going to get down on your knees and thank him for it? Because that's what's going on with the government. They take a whole bunch of your income, and then they return a portion of it to you in some cases. In some cases, people don't ever see a dime of it. But in some cases, you get a portion of it in so-called services. Services that you never asked for. Services that you never hired. Services you don't require in your life. You aren't necessarily interested in. It's an awful deal.
Absolutely true.
And there's nothing else in life that operates like it. Nothing. When you go to McDonald's or Walmart or a family-owned business, you're choosing to walk through their doors. You're choosing to pick a product off the shelves and lay down money in exchange for it.
Not exactly true. There are organizations that operate like the government on a smaller scale.
You mean
call them gangs?
Okay.
They give protection. They take, hey, you know, something bad could happen to you if you don't pay a little protection.
True, but most people don't encounter gangs in their lives. Most people, through their daily lives, are not they don't have an armed brigand show up and point a gun at their face and extract money from them. I would say, Mark, that most people don't experience that. Thank goodness, because it's an awful experience. If you've ever been robbed or been assaulted or attacked by somebody who's looking for cash, it's a scary, frightening, very earth-shattering experience. So they're not necessarily used to having the Crips and the Bloods roll them for cash, but the government does it every single week. Every single week in your paycheck, the government just hopscotches right on over the whole pointing guns at you part and just takes it. Because business owners will just do it. They'll do whatever the government asks them to do.
When mobsters come into your business, they don't show you guns immediately. They just threaten. Just their very presence is a threat.
Right. And you know who they are, that sort of thing.
And that's absolutely true. I think that's how it goes with the government, too. Their very presence is a threat if you don't pay your taxes.
Right. And most people know it, but they refuse to do anything about it.
Now, and then people are probably thinking to themselves, well, what are we going to do without taxes? Somehow the federal government operated before 1913 completely without federal income tax.
Yes, they sure did.
How did it happen?
In fact, I think Ron Paul...
We were still one of the most prosperous nations on the planet at that time.
I think Ron Paul has even said if you cut out the federal income tax today and you leave all the other awful federal taxes in place, I think didn't he say something like the federal spending levels would go down to like 1990 range? Like, if you just got rid of the federal income tax, there'd still be something like over $1 trillion federal budget, because the income tax is, while it's a big chunk, it's certainly not all of it. So we could get rid of the income tax today and drastically cut down the size of government and then maybe move a little bit further. Anyway, Jim emails in here and says he's going to explain to us, Mark, why taxes aren't thievery.
Good.
Because we've pointed out that we believe that when someone takes a percentage of your income without your consent, that's theft.
Okay.
That you're kind of a slave. He says, you claim that it's thievery because government will come with guns to extract your taxes if you fail to pay. But why is this a robbery? Is it any more of a robbery than if an independent merchant was to take your money with a threat of force if you refuse to pay after benefiting from a service they provided? No, it certainly is not.
Okay.
And the merchant is certainly not committing robbery, as he is simply completing a business transaction.
Well, a business transaction is something that you entered into voluntarily. I mean, generally, if a merchant is charging me for something, I have signed a piece of paper, or at the very least, in some way or another, acquiesced to their service.
So he goes on. He says, you claim that taxes are thievery because people wouldn't pay if taxes were made voluntary. Your argument proves nothing other than that people would rather not pay for services if they don't have to.
That might very well be true.
Is paying a merchant for a service illegitimate simply because people wouldn't pay for those services if payment was made voluntary?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I have to read it again, actually. But we will. I'll jump back to this, and we'll recap it here in a moment, because I did not volunteer into the tax system. I did not ask for their services. And if you come by and paint my driveway without my permission, there was no contract. There was no agreement.
It's like if you get something in the mail, you never ordered. It's
right.
Yours.
I didn't ask. So if these federal people want to insist on providing these services, these unwanted services, because I don't want them, if they want to insist on providing them anyway and then insist on billing me for them, where's my obligation to pay? More on the way is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 13, 2007, gold, 667 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site
we give them away. And those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like a listener editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wyki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the page, or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI.
Nice folks to do national level collections with.
Absolutely. So we're reading an email from Jim on the whole taxes are thievery issue, which we take that position frequently here on Free Talk Live to point out very simply that if someone is confiscating a percentage of the money that you earn, then you're a slave to that person, to whatever percentage they're confiscating. If they're taking 5%, you're 5% a slave. And if you're 5% a slave, you might as well be all a slave. Because you don't own that 5%, even though you worked for it, and you've got no say in how it's spent, and you didn't ask them to take it from you, you didn't ask for their services. But Jim, who emails in, says, you claim that taxes are thievery because people would not pay if taxes were made voluntary. And I've never claimed that. Taxes are thievery because they're taking money from you without your consent.
That sounds like thievery.
Yes.
Taking things from people without asking them for it. Even if you give them something in exchange for it, is stealing.
He says, your argument proves nothing other than people would rather not pay for services if they don't have to. Is paying a merchant for a service illegitimate simply because people wouldn't pay for those services if payment was made voluntary? Well, once again, he's confusing his issues. He's confusing merchants who do business on a voluntary basis with the government, who does business on a coercive basis. They're the only organization besides the mafia and other criminal gangs that points guns at people for a living. They don't actually create valuable products and services and offer them in the marketplace on a voluntary basis like all of the rest of us do. They have to point weapons at people to get them to buy them. They have to threaten to take their homes away, threaten to take their cars away, and that sort of thing. He says, I think not. If you wish to prove that taxes are robbery, you must prove that government does not provide you with any services, and as such, you would owe them nothing. I believe you would have a most difficult time in doing so.
Well, that's not a fair representation of what robbery is or isn't. I mean, if the government or anyone takes your money from you and then gives you back something, let's call it of lesser value, because that's generally how it goes. There are people out there that pay taxes that get back more value out of it, but generally it's lesser value. Then you're at the very, very, very least being stolen the amount that you've lost out on from the service, what the services are worth.
Yep. And just because the government provides services, again, does not mean that anyone has consented to those services. If a thug stops you on the street and demands money from you and then proceeds to shine your shoes after he takes money from you, does that mean that you, that whole thing's okay because he shined your shoes and therefore there was a service provided and so therefore it's all right that he extracted that money from you? I mean, who could make that statement? Can you? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Neil in California. Hello, Neil. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the nature of citizenship as a contract as such.
Okay.
An excellent book to read on this, actually, is it's on the Internet. It's in the public domain. It's Invisible Contracts by George Mercer.
Okay.
And
he's not familiar with it.
Well, it's actually a really good read if you get the chance to read it.
Okay.
It talks about all these different invisible contracts that people end up getting themselves in, which gets them caught up in this web of paying taxes and things as such. Because basically the nature of citizenship is a contract, and you consent to the contract by not explicitly rejecting the contract.
This is
that's how the government works.
Right. This is one of the principles or the maxims in law, and I don't know what the maxim is. It's it's basically a paraphrase of what you just said. If you are silent, if someone who is practicing law or whatever comes up and says, Mark, I decree that you owe me so-and-so, because I decreed it.
Right.
And you don't say, well,
say otherwise.
Say, hey, well, oh, I don't know about that. Let's discuss this. Where did the the obligation for me to pay this to you come from? If you just sort of ignore that decree and it's made directly towards you, then you're essentially acquiescing to it by your silence. And that's like one of the maxims in law. And it seems silly. Like you would think that you could just ignore someone who sent you a faulty bill, who sent you an invoice for a product or service you didn't buy. But according to the law, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Neil, but according to the law, when the government bureaucracies make demands or send you notices, you have to acknowledge them. Ignoring them is what they're actually looking for you to do, because then it places you in a position of dishonoring what it is that they've communicated to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it has anything to do with natural law, but probably it probably has its roots in English law and all that stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, this is I love this conversation, love this debate, but I don't think we should be worrying too much about it, right? For the near future, because the U.S. government's house of accounting and all this stuff and all this money that they're stealing stuff, it is such bad shape that it looks like it's going to fall like the Soviet Union.
It very well could, and it'll be completely, like the Soviet Union, it will be completely unpredictable.
Well, it's certainly true that the United States government will not last forever. Absolutely true. I mean, all governments that have all governments have come and gone, and that's just the way of things. I don't know when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Some people believe it's going to happen soon. Some people believe it's going to happen because our fiat currency is going to, collapse. Some people believe that the American Union is going to take over where the United States left off. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of possibilities.
Well, that brings up a question that I have for you, Mark. You were saying that you don't want the federal government to go away, but if it does go away, would you consider trying to reestablish it, or would you prefer doing business with a private protection agency?
Or 50 state governments. I mean, just because the feds go away doesn't necessarily mean that the state governments will shut down.
It's true as well.
I would get my protection where I felt that I was getting my best bang for my buck. Mm-hmm. It seems likely to me that most of the protection that a man could need, it would come in the form of, just small arms, that kind of thing.
And
that
locks on your doors.
That could be provided by a local security company pretty more effectively, I think, than police or the federal government. Now, when it comes to the Canadian Red Horde pouring across the 49th parallel to take over the United States, which seems like a very, very unlikely circumstance, I suppose you probably should have a large military for that, and I don't know what we would do about that. But
there are private militaries, after all. There are plenty of private militaries in Iraq right now providing security.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There are. I don't know how one would contract with them. Perhaps they would get a hold of you.
So basically, yeah. Neil, the point of your call is to say that you're a citizen until you say otherwise, because
yes.
If you're silently consenting, then they can do whatever they want to you.
Yep.
Very good. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. One man apparently has actually won in court against the IRS. This happens from time to time. We'll find out what happened in his case coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. Grab them up for free. They're on us. FreeTalkLive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
Now, from time to time, there is an occasional case where someone will actually win against the IRS. Now, and I say win with some caveats. I mean, anytime the feds or the government drags you into court, you're going to lose your time and probably your money as well. But when I say win, I mean the man did not have to go to prison, right? What happened here, Mark?
Well, it's out of the Shreveport Times. It's ShreveportTimes.com.
He was acquitted, and I mean he didn't have to pay a fine or anything like that, right?
That's correct. All right, Shreveport attorney who has challenged the government for years in the legality of filing federal income taxes, has been acquitted on the charges he failed to file returns. A federal jury unanimously found Tommy Crier not guilty this week on two misdemeanor counts of failure to file. And according to Crier, the press...
That's great news.
Big round of applause for Mr. Crier. And according to Crier, the prosecution dismissed two felony charges of tax evasion prior to the trial. Attempts by the Times on Thursday to reach the U.S. Attorney David Washington and Bill Flanagan, the assistant attorney, were not returned immediately. The court could not find a law that makes me liable or makes my revenues taxable, Crier said. The Supreme Court has ruled that the government cannot impose an income tax or anything but on anything but the profits and gains. When you work for someone, you give your service and labor in exchange for money. So everything you make is not profit or gain. You put something into it. Now, this is what is claimed in the movie America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. And I thought it was a great movie. I'm not 100% sure. I'm certainly no legal scholar, but they make a good case that that's the case.
Yeah, I wouldn't be giving legal advice here either myself. Now, he's saying that if you're working for someone, you're not profiting from that work because you're trading time for money, basically, right?
Yeah, but there's no gain.
But what if you're selling a product?
I would assume the vast majority of Americans work for someone.
It's true.
And that's what he's claiming, that if you work for someone, you don't have to. I don't know. I'm sure you can contact Mr. Crier here.
He's the attorney. He would know better than
Shreveport,
I.
And I'm sure that you can pay him for his services, and he'll tell you all kinds of ways to get out of paying taxes. Apparently, he was successful in getting himself out. And to me, that says that people were beating a path to his door so they don't have to pay taxes, too.
Absolutely.
All right, let me go on. Crier was indicted last year on two counts of tax evasion. Evasion. That's not failing to file.
Okay.
That's the felony. The indictment alleged that he evaded the payment of $73,000 in income tax to the Internal Revenue Service during 2000-2001. Crier created a trust listing himself as the trustee and received payments of dividends, interest, and stock income to that trust. According to the indictment, he also was accused of concealing his receipts of the sources of income from the IRS by failing to file tax return on behalf of that trust.
Okay.
I determined that my personal earnings were not 100% profits. Some were income, Crier said. I refused to file. I refused to pay unless they can show me I have a lawful reason to pay. What I have earned was my own personal labor. I am giving something in exchange. I'm giving my property, and it doesn't belong to anyone else. Crier says he's stopped filing returns more than 10 years ago. After he investigated claims...
That seems to be how long it takes them, by the way, for them to actually finally jump on you. It seems to take them, 7, 8, 9, 10 years before they actually will do anything about you not filing.
Oh, they like to have it pile up so they can really suck it to you and take everything you own.
Well, they want to scare you.
And put you in prison for the rest of your life. Maybe not for the rest of your life, but you won't have anything when you get out.
Most people get railroaded. They get scared. They'll plea out, that sort of thing. This guy didn't. He fought all the way. And one.
He contends the law does not actually tax personal earning. So that's the story on Mr. Crier, and I think it's
cool. There have been all kinds of claims. I mean, the anti-tax movement has a variety of different claims, and they're all very, very interesting. Some of them seem more well-researched than others. I think maybe what he may be referring to is that, according to some people's claims, that if you aren't a corporate entity, then you don't have to pay... you're not making profits per se, because this could all have to do with legalese and legal definitions. The definition of profit may be different in the actual law in the statutes than what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we found to be the case, is that words that you think mean something in English don't mean the same thing in legalese.
Right. Person can mean a corporation in legalese.
It does mean that, in fact. Person does not mean...
Well, it can mean a person, too.
It does not ever mean a man or a woman, as I understand it.
Okay, well, I like I said, I'm not a legal scholar. I wouldn't propose that it does mean that, but I know that a person can include corporation in the definition.
That's correct, because a person is a legal fiction that was created by the government in order to sort of stand in for you in their dealings. It's very confusing when you talk about these things, because, well, and here's why,
I know who
Mark,
they put in jail.
It logically makes sense, because if government was created by the people, and it was, there were some white guys back in the 1700s that created this federal government. If government was created by the people, then they created a legal fiction, because government doesn't actually exist.
It's not real. It's not tangible. You can't touch government. You can't pull off a piece of government and hand it to me.
It's a piece of paper. I could tear off a piece of the Constitution, because that's all there is to it.
Right, but the Constitution would simply be paper with writing on it in the same way that any piece of paper that has writing
on it. Factually, that's what the government is. It's the Constitution. That piece of that parchment with ink on it
violated the Constitution, is the government still the Constitution?
I don't understand your question.
Well, it seems to me that they violated the Constitution in many ways.
Right. Yeah, that's not really where I'm going with this.
Okay.
But so that's what the government is. It was created by men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, anything that the government creates cannot exist higher than the creators of the government. Right? See, men created the government, and so the government exists supposedly. It doesn't act this way, right? In theory, it exists below mankind.
Right.
And so if the government agents, those who are working for the government, create some new fiction like a corporation or a person or whatever you want to call it, they create that as acting as part of the government.
Legitimately is the servant of the people.
Right, so therefore...
What in actuality it has become is the master of all of us.
Right, but only because you haven't stood up to it, only because you've acquiesced to it.
Well,
all you
have to do... The government and its agents have destroyed many men, you know, throughout the years.
Sure they have.
And they will continue to destroy them until...
But most men don't understand that they actually exist above the government. That, again, if man created government, then government created corporations and created these sort of other legal fictions, because government is a legal fiction in itself, so it can create other legal fictions. None of these things can exist above the original man, above you and I. But we've been fooled to thinking differently. And who can blame us? We've been educated by government education system, the government indoctrination centers known as government schools. They've taught you otherwise. You know, they've taught you that government is greater than mankind, that government is some people, some scholars even, the socialists, they believe that government created, like government existed before man. It's really insane.
I don't see how.
I don't see how they could either, but, you know, these are the same people that believe that a social contract exists and that you've somehow agreed to it. I mean, there's all kinds of fantasy out there, and that's all this really is. It's fantasy. Let's play pretend for adults with guns. And it's really dangerous. That's basically all that the government really breaks down to. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So this guy has actually won against the IRS, which is great news. It does happen from time to time. And it looks like he won by playing within their system, too. Like, it looks like he took a real close look at their words, and he's an attorney, so he can read the legalese. You and I, we don't know how to read this crap. It's like a foreign language to us.
It might as well be.
Right, but he's an attorney, so he knows what they're actually saying in there. And he went and he dug through it. And he looked at the definitions of the terms, and he said, okay, definition of profit means blah, 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 blah. Not the same, necessarily, as the actual English definition of profit. And so he said, okay, well, according to your definition of profit, I'm not profiting.
He apparently won.
Yep. What do you have to say to that, you tax supporters?
If you don't want to pay taxes, call Tommy Cryer in Shreveport.
Yeah, the tax supporters who've been silent for the entire show so far, 1-800-259-9231. I know you're out there, you government supporters. Go ahead, call in, 800-259-9231. Tell us why we're wrong. Please, I'd like to know. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbenter soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calben Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calben soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calben Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, then help support us by joining the Free Talk Live Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. And the idea is simple. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give away all our features on our website for free, then pony up $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it's totally voluntary. Unlike the government that wants to coerce you, we do it on a voluntary basis. You send in via PayPal or any major credit card or some of our alternative options, and we take that money in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live to get the show on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn, for instance, about some of the perks you'll get access to. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about a nude jogger. But first, to the phones, into the fun. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. John, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, thanks for going to Plainfield. I was unable to make it. I appreciate anybody that goes out there. My work schedule didn't allow me to do so.
Not a problem, man. What's up?
Since you've been on, had a nice experience. There was a car parked outside the condo here, and a big sign in the back window. I recognized the car, guy that lives downstairs, another unit. It said Ron something, and I'm trying to look around the tree, and I'm saying, does that say Paul on the other side? And it did. So I was going, yo, dude! I'm yelling down to him. And so the car leaves, does a U-turn, and goes back, and his girlfriend's driving. She says, are you yelling at me? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling to you. I said, that's a nice sign you got. She says, you want one? Come down and get it.
Sweet.
You got a trunk full of Ron Paul signs.
I'm really excited about Ron Paul's campaign. It seems to me that he's just getting better and better, and people are noticing him more and more, and I would really love to see Ron Paul as the President of the United States.
This is one of the fun things about showing where you stand. You get to meet some nice people, and I'm sure, like, when you take a stand and you walk to Plainfield today, you get to meet some real nice people. Just like these guys. I've seen them, but I haven't had an opportunity to meet them. They're fairly new here. And, it gives me a chance to go down there and get to talk to them and ask them, you know, how they know about Ron Paul. And,
sure.
And get to ask them or mention about, you know, NHfree.com if they go to the calendar and they can find some stuff there if they're interested in other things.
Well, it's funny, too. I mean, you're right about meeting these interesting, active people. They're very – most of these people are just regular folks, right? They're family, friendly, young people, old people, people of all ages. And, you know, I was thinking as I was out at the Ed Brown concert today, Mark, the way the feds and the law enforcement agencies are painting these people, you know, oh, we're on heightened alert because of this concert in Plainfield. There's a heightened presence this weekend. You've got to look out. These people are armed. Hey, did you feel under threat from any of the people that you were hanging around today, Mark? Were you scared at all by the people that you were hanging around? I mean, they were just friendly folks.
I didn't feel threatened at any point.
Did they appear to be wild-eyed crazies?
Nope.
No, not at all.
So I get to meet these folks and get to tell them about the calendar on NH3.com, talk about Elaine and Ed Brown with them, and I mentioned them, but by the way, I'm listening to Free Talk Live. I said, if you check that out, it's a good show, and get to mention that. And I said, and by the way, if you get back to that calendar, I said, along with finding demonstrations for Ron Paul, you might be interested next Tuesday up at the federal court. Up in Concord, it's a different type of demonstration. We got a friend, Dave Ridley, who's being charged with free speech, is what I like to call the charge.
Yes, Dave Ridley, he called in earlier this week to recap his story. Just the short version is that he went into an IRS office to hand them a flyer, which had his opinions on it. And they charged him with distribution of handbills for handing an IRS employee a flyer and putting another flyer down on another employee's desk. And now they want him to go to jail for 30 days and pay a $5,000 fine because he refused to pay the $125 fine they initially assessed him with because of this charge. Which, again, if you look at the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights, it makes it very clear that there's a right to petition government for redress of grievances, and
right.
That's all that that Dave was doing. And now
and Dave also mentioned to the judge that if he doesn't, you know, particularly, go along with that, then you know, how about we go to the 10th? And Dave has mentioned that several times to the judge. But since other folks are listening that may, you know, be in the area that might not normally be, they should go to NH3.com and look at the calendar as well. And Tuesday morning up in Concord, there's an opportunity for them to take a stand again on the constitutional issue. They might be in town to support Ed and Elaine, but they might want to also support somebody who's done probably the early groundwork on getting. Dave Ridley has done so much as an activist.
Yeah,
long before other people knew who Ed and Elaine were, he did the early groundwork on getting the word out. And even when, you know, as people frequently say, Ed's, you know, kind of a little bit, you know, difficult to get along with sometimes. And, you know, he's not a bad guy and such, but, you know, he can have differences. And you know, he didn't really offend Dave, but he did something that would offend most people. And Dave said, you know what, that's not a problem. I still support the guy, and he still stayed active.
Dave is
so
one of
the
most principled.
Any of the Ed and Elaine Brown supporters that are listening, keep that in mind. And maybe you want to go over and support Dave on Tuesday morning at 8:00 in the morning.
I want to go, and some other people in the area do, and maybe I can talk Mark into it. I actually haven't even talked to him about it yet, but we'll see, and hopefully I'll see you there, John.
I've asked one of the guys at work to come in early so I can get out and try to get up there.
Thanks for the call, John. Either way, if I do or do not make it, I know someone will be calling in with the story to update us as to, you know, did they put Dave in a jail cell as they're threatening to do.
If I make it, I need to come home and go to sleep and then go to work that night, so I won't be able to call in myself. But
gotcha.
I hope to see you there, and good to talk to you.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
You too, bye.
1-800-259-9231, so we will bring you the latest on the Dave Ridley situation. I mean, can you believe this? The man put a piece of paper down on an IRS agent's desk, and now he's facing 30 days in prison.
It seems ridiculous to me, especially when I read the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, and then it goes on preface to, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Apparently, you're allowed to redress your government of your grievances, and it seems to me if he put a piece of paper down in the IRS office, that's part of his government.
Let's go to the phones to talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Paula, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay, I've been listening to you, and I really like what you're saying. I just want to know what your opinion of the flat tax was.
Well, all taxes...
Not good.
All taxes are bad, Paula. They're
okay,
coercion.
Okay, what about... If we just had a tax on sales tax, which would go according to what you purchased. In other words, let's say it was a 17% sales tax. If you wanted to buy a Ford, you would pay it on a Ford. If you bought a Mercedes, you'd pay it on a Mercedes.
And it seems to me that that's shuffling the deck chairs of the Titanic. I mean, really, you're just talking about restructuring the tax system. It won't do anything. It won't do a darn thing to reduce the size of government, and that, to me, is a critical issue.
There'd be no other tax.
I understand what you're saying. Paula, that's really the chink in the armor of the flat tax, is because the flat tax is a proposal to put a national sales tax in place and to give every American family a welfare check. And that in and of itself is, I don't like taxes. But let's go for that for a second. What it doesn't do is it does not repeal the 16th Amendment. I'll support your flat tax the day that the 16th Amendment is repealed.
Right.
But what I believe is going to happen is that we're going to end up before long with both an income tax and the national sales tax, because the flat tax does not address the repealing of the 16th Amendment. It says we should repeal it, but that's not part of the deal. I'll support the law that is the flat tax if it states, and it only go into effect once the 16th Amendment is completely repealed.
Which it doesn't say.
And it doesn't say that. Now here's, let me tell you how the income tax came around in 1913. They said, hey, American people, wouldn't it be great if the government could provide all these little services to you? Let's just tax the very, very wealthy people. And so they placed a tax on the wealthy people, people making, $14,000 a year or
more. Right, because Americans love the idea of taxing the rich.
Right.
They hate rich people.
It's great to tax rich people because obviously they've hurt somebody in the process of getting their money. But what happened was now everyone's getting taxed. And that's what's going to happen again.
And how did that happen? I mean, there's a real reason why everyone's getting taxed. Not only did they tinker with the rules, but they also inflated the money supply so that the old cutoff point where you were going to become taxed back in the old days, all of a sudden got adjusted. They didn't actually adjust the number, but the amount of money in circulation increased, and so therefore more and more Americans year after year reached that cutoff point where they were included in the tax system, and now today everybody's included because everything's been inflated so much. So you can't trust politicians, Paula, to do the right thing.
Right.
And in the case of this flat tax, they're absolutely not doing the right thing. They're going to add a new tax, and they're not going to do anything to remove the existing taxes.
Okay.
So
check into it further.
They fooled a lot of people.
And here's one more thing to think about on this, Paula, is every time the government puts a program in place, it sounds like, people bring a program to the government to be put in place. It sounds like a good idea. I'm sure welfare was a great idea in the beginning, take care of some poor people so that they can get it back on their feet. But what's it turned into? Three generations of Americans on welfare.
Great call, Paula. We appreciate you making
it.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Hour 3 is on the way. And coming up, kid-free zones. What are those? We'll talk about them.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.